This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the program. You, of course, are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you might want to discuss. With you here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Daryl.
So, breaking news, late last night, just right around the time when you guys were wrapping up the show, Ademo Freeman, who has been an occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live and longtime friend of the show, the founder of CopBlock.org, was arrested last night for possession of drugs and trafficking drugs in Lebanon, Ohio.
Do we know what drugs? Because I know that there's been speculation about what the things are. The arrest, screenshot of an arrest thing that I saw online.
Doesn't say.
Did not say.
You can.
Just said like felony F3 and F5, which is like felony 3, felony 5.
Correct. The 3 being more significant charge than the 5. So I've been looking into this afternoon, Daryl.
Okay.
I actually have a video that is uploading as we speak to the Free Keen YouTube channel, which takes the 40-minute long video that Ademo streamed out live during the arrest last night and boils that down to about 15 minutes. There's a lot of car noise and silence in the original video, so I chopped out all the irrelevant portions and put it together. So that's going up right now. And so having looked through and listened to that video, you can hear the officers after they break open a suitcase in the video. It's mostly just silent. It's mostly like black screen, the video, so you don't see anything happening because they confiscate the phone pretty quickly. Or they put him in the cruiser and then arrest him a little bit later after they break open the lock on one of the suitcases in the car and allegedly find marijuana. Now, I presume that because the officer asks him after this, how much marijuana do you have?
Okay.
So he doesn't mention any other drugs. There's no mention of any other drugs in the video, in the conversations that I could overhear, at least. There's some discussion which is really hard to make out, at least for me, but I'm including those discussions, whatever those sayings were, in the video in case somebody's got a better ear to that than I do. Boosted the audio levels from the original video as well. So that's going up now. It'll be up at some point here within our show live tonight, Friday night, Eastern time. We always start the show at 7 p.m. Eastern. So as of right now, Ademo is in the Warren County Jail in Lebanon or near the area of Lebanon, Ohio. He is charged with 2 counts of possession of drugs, 1 at a level 3, 1 at a level 5, according to the court. The jail record has them both at 2 level 3 counts of possession, so there's some discrepancies between the court record and the jail record. And then there's also a level 3 felony charge for trafficking in drugs. So, you know, maybe he could get those for having different types of marijuana, perhaps like hash oil or wax, and then actual flowers from the plant.
Okay.
I'm speculating here. You know, that may result in why there's different counts. So we will find out as this case develops. There's not much more that can be said at the moment because we just don't know. I mean, frequently when somebody gets picked up, I mean, it's basically over a weekend at this point. It's Friday. It happened late last night. That is not going to be arraigned until the 14th. So this Tuesday in the Warren.
Why are they not doing it Monday?
I don't know. They're just not.
Okay.
So we'll keep you in the loop as that develops. I've got an article that I'm working on for CopBlock.org that will have phone numbers. The video will also have phone numbers. So for those of you who want to contact the jail, maybe you want to contact the prosecutor's office on Monday morning, I'll be providing all those numbers for you if you would like to make the call. So I already called the jail and asked them to release him, but they refused. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment on Ademo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org, being arrested in Ohio by Ohio State Police, a trooper, who claimed that he smells marijuana. The beginning of the video, it starts with Ademo He's already outside of his car. He starts recording, live streaming on his phone. And the trooper accuses him of smelling like marijuana. He accuses the car of smelling like marijuana. Ademo refuses to consent to a search. The trooper says that he doesn't need consent because he has probable cause due to his nose smelling.
I smell something, yep. So therefore I can search.
Yep, and that's pretty much how the video goes. He goes into the cruiser while they conduct the search because it's cold. He's cold. At one point, they turn the heat up in the car for him.
That's nice.
Bust open one of his suitcases. Well, the rest of it isn't nice, but yes, you're right. They didn't have to. Bust open one of his suitcases and allegedly find some marijuana there. Then they arrest him, take him to the jail, and on the way you can overhear a conversation that Ademo has with the arresting officer about victimless crimes. So, you know, there's some classic Ademo conversation in there. It's a little muffled, but it's pretty clear to make out.
Right. Now, the only reason I mentioned that, you know, it's nice that they put him in the cruiser and turn up the heat is they could have said, nope, you're standing in the cold. If we've got to stand in the cold, you've got to stand in the cold.
Yep, they sure could have done that. So, again, we'll keep you in the loop. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, as this develops, and I'll let you know as soon as that video gets posted so you can take a look at it and listen to it for yourself. Maybe you can hear some stuff I wasn't able to discern. So, also, we have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Starting tonight, we want to kick off, really, the discussion here with the Brexit story. This is something that you mentioned that you had on Wednesday, and we just didn't get around to it. For those that don't know, what is Brexit?
Brexit is the loving name that was given to the UK vote to leave the European Union. The UK being the United Kingdom of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And there was the vote last summer, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Wind up leaving, separating, divorcing, exiting the European Union. And, well, it wound up passing. And there's been a little bit of feet dragging going on. But that feet dragging might have wound up changing. Story comes from CNN that says that Britain's lower house of parliament, known as the House of Commons, passed legislation on Wednesday to allow Prime Minister Theresa May's government to officially begin the process.
Now
that the legislation has been approved by the House of Commons, it will be put before the House of Lords for a final decision later this month. Members of the House of Commons had already voted overwhelmingly in favor of the bill to kick off Britain's divorce from the European Union in its initial reading, and a seven-hour debate on amendments preceded the final vote, which was 494 in favor, 122 against. David Davis, Secretary of State for Exiting the European Union, called the vote historic. Adding, it's been a serious debate, a healthy debate, with contributions from members of Parliament representing all parts of the UK, and I respect the strong views on all sides. The decision on EU membership has been made by the people we serve. It is now time for everyone, whichever way they voted in the referendum, to unite to make a success of the important task at hand for this country.
Yeah, I hope this happens sooner rather than later, and I'm glad to hear that the gears of government in this case are finally turning on the matter. It does tend to, they do tend to move as slowly as they can, it seems like, in a lot of these cases. So.
Especially when it's things that people want, they move very slowly. When it's things that people don't want, they just ram it through.
Yep. In this case, hopefully this will also be the first of multiple countries to leave the EU once one shows that they can leave and actually benefit. Because if I'm recalling correctly, it was the end of 2016 in December we started to get some numbers, and there were reports that the British economy was doing much better than expected, because a lot of people were predicting doom and gloom.
Right.
Oh, no. You know, everything's going to go south now that we're leaving the EU.
It's all hitting the fan.
Now, but turns out, actually, everything's doing, well, I mean, not everything, but yeah, the economy is supposedly doing much better than was predicted.
The leader of the main opposition, Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, has mandated his members of Parliament to support the bill, but a sticking point remained over how much say Parliament members will have on a final Brexit deal with the European Union.
We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts. Also, what about U.S. secession? What's going on with Calexit, the proposal to have California leave the United States? We can talk about that, too. And you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, whether it's the cop block, founder arrest, or secession, or anything you want to discuss, it goes here.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So, if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah. Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype And you can Skype on in here at username LRN.FM with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, I do want to let you know about my pillow. It is a great pillow. I've been using it since early 2016. You've got one as well, yep. Daryl. And if it wasn't a good pillow, I would have stopped using it a long time ago. In fact, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, no big deal. You can then, if you buy one, you can send it back within 60 days to the folks over at MyPillow, and they will send you your purchase price back. So very low risk to try out this product. You go to MyPillow.com, code FTL. It's also washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's a great pillow. Try it for yourself and get one for half price by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. You can also get two for the price of one, so however many you want. You get the discount by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. As we continue, we're talking about the Brexit. The proposal, which is now approved, was approved last year in the summertime of 2016 by the voters in Great Britain.
Yes.
To leave the European Union. And they've been saddled with European Union taxes and regulations for quite a long time.
Well, and as was pointed out last year, not all of those regulations are necessarily going away, especially if any of the businesses in the UK want to sell their products anywhere in the European Union.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. So the standards of, you know, you've got to make sure that you meet standard XYZ on quality and labeling. Those still apply if you're importing or exporting your product from the UK into an EU member country.
Well, and presumably those would apply if you were in the United States and wanted to sell products in those countries.
Correct.
Okay.
So, you know, not all of the regulations are going away.
I gotcha.
But the taxes definitely will. May's government, the story again from CNN continues, May, that being Theresa May, the Prime Minister, May's government had promised members of Parliament a meaningful vote on a final deal, but on Tuesday, a Downing Street spokesperson said the vote would be a choice between accepting a deal or leaving the EU without a deal, as the game show that Howie Mandel hosts, Deal or No Deal.
There's also Let's Make a Deal.
That was a completely different one.
Right.
Who's the guy that hosts that? Wayne Brady hosts that thing now.
Okay.
Started off Monty Hall back long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Wayne Brady, now the host of that. Of particular concern to some members of Parliament was Britain's future trade relations with the EU once the country leaves the Union's single market, essentially a free trade zone. Labour Member of Parliament Liz Kendall referred to the take-or-leave vote as a con during the Prime Minister's questions on Wednesday. May responded that her government would bring forward a motion. That motion will be on the final agreement, and it will be for approval by both houses of Parliament. It will be before the final agreement is concluded. She said that MPs would get their vote before the European Parliament began its own Brexit debate. May has
and they would be presumably debating about the offer that they're going to make?
Presumably. Okay. The article doesn't go into detail, but you know,
right.
That's what one would presume. May has vowed to trigger the Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, the legal mechanism to begin the EU withdrawal.
Now that's interesting.
By the end of March.
It would be nice if there was such an article in the United States to just, you know, trigger something and leave. Unfortunately, they didn't include that in the Constitution of the United States.
Correct.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us on Brexit or whatever's on your mind, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
There's only one more important sentence to this. The attempt by May's government to bypass Parliament to trigger the article was thwarted by a legal challenge that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The House of Lords has two options: approve the bill after several readings and debates and pass it on for royal assent, or make amendments and send it back to the House of Commons.
We'll see what happens, and we'll keep you in the loop here. Let's go to Libertarian Banker, calling from somewhere in the U.S., listening on LRN.FM. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. Tonight I want to tell you about the three ways that the government likes to fund their operations, in particular the last one. The first way the government likes to raise money is the obvious one. They tax you.
Yep,
the second one is they can issue bonds, which are, you know, a piece of paper where they can trade them. And these are things that, you know, you could invest in, things that other people can invest in.
And normally people will borrow.
So there's tax and spend and borrow and spend.
And normally one would buy a bond on the belief that the government is going to get tax dollars in the future, which is a relatively safe belief, but not always. And I've actually got a story about California tonight that I've been holding on to for a few days, and how California is apparently now $127.2 billion in the red. So sometimes they're not so good at bringing the money in that they say they will.
And I think the most popular form of a bond would be the U.S. savings bond. Buy U.S. savings bonds for your children, and by the time they graduate high school, they'll have a bunch of money.
And that's just a very small percentage of the bonds they issue. The majority of them are, you know, T-bills, T-bonds, T-notes, depending on the length of them. Now, what I really wanted to talk about was...
What was number three? Number
three is the printing of money. Now, this is the best way that they can raise money, because it's kind of like when a frog sits in water when you boil it. It takes very slow to realize that it's getting boiled. And, you know, and even in the Federal Reserve's charter, their goal is to promote inflation, which basically means they're going to give more and more money to the banks and to the government in order to, you know, fund their operations. And
yep,
both parties absolutely love this, you know. The Republicans and the Democrats get the warfare and the welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Republicans can fund their wars and their operations doing that.
It's also a secret way of raising that money, because it's not obvious in that, like when you're cutting a check to pay taxes, or you're getting your paycheck and you can see how much money has been taken out to go to taxes,
right?
That's obvious. The inflation that you're talking about, where they inflate the money supply, where they print money or increment numbers in a computer somewhere, that's a very silent, secretive way of actually taxing people by simply reducing the value of the money that they have. So the amount of money that you would have in your bank account, for instance, would stay the same, but because they're incrementing the amount that they have in their account, that means there's more money in the economy chasing around the same amount of products. So you'll see the prices of those things go up generally over time when they inflate the money supply. It's a very insidious method of taxing.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, you know, this is the reason that the rich are getting rich and the poor are getting poorer, is because, you know, when you have a Federal Reserve holding interest rates at an ultra low for an extended period of time, they're fixing the price of interest rates. And when you fix the price of something, you know, there are unintended consequences.
Yeah, I want to hear more. If you'll hang on at Libertarian Bank, or you can continue in moments. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here to control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, if you've thought about starting up your own website or blog but haven't actually taken the time to do so, well, it's a good thing you waited, because we've got a great deal for you. Because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you'll get 50% off of the regular prices over at HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there. Just go to HostGator.com/FTL to get started there. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a 99.99% uptime rating, simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, as well as a user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You can get the special offer of 50% off by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL. We're talking with Libertarian Banker about the various different ways that the government, and you're specifically talking about the federal government in this case, or any government that can print money, because like state governments aren't printing money, so they don't have that third option. You were talking about there's taxing, direct taxing, there's issuing bonds that people can buy, and then there's the printing of money, which the federal government has and other world governments have, but the state governments do not. So that was what you were focusing on, Libertarian Banker, was that printing of the money, and there was more you wanted to say, so go ahead.
Exactly, and I think what I really wanted to drive home was that the Federal Reserve is a cartel of banks, and it fixes the price of money through issuing, through basically supply control, the same way that OPEC does, the same way that De Beers controls the, you know, the flow of diamonds, the price of diamonds, mm-hmm. is supply side, and they're controlling the supply of money. And, you know, ultimately, when they're fixing, when you fix the price of a good or a service or anything, there are unintended consequences.
We've seen that cause serious economic havoc in Venezuela, for instance.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, most recently in Venezuela, where it's just absolutely terrible because the government there has fixed the exchange rate, and that has just really messed up the economy.
Well, and that's the exchange rate, and what I'm talking about is the interest rate, the mm-hmm. price of money. The exchange rate is basically the price of that versus the dollar. So there's a right. little bit of a difference there. But I think it can be seen in this country as well, where you have, you know, the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. And the reason for that is when the Fed, you know, puts interest rates artificially low, the rich can borrow and invest in projects, you know, businesses, development, investments, and make money on borrowed money. Whereas poor people who are, you know, need to save money. They rely on banking services like checking accounts, savings accounts, you know, things like that that earn a rate of interest. They're, you know, stuck earning 1% on the money. Mm. So it's, you know, there are unintended consequences when prices are fixed. And the Federal Reserve is a big example of that.
No doubt about it. Anything else you want to share about it?
Yeah, just real quick, if you guys, I just wanted to throw this out there. These numbers are from 2011. Now, this is, if the U.S. government was a household income, okay, so breaking it down, it, like this is you. So this is a family that earns only $21,000 a year, but they spend $38,000 a year. Okay, that means they're putting $16,500 every year on a credit card, and that credit card already has a balance of $142,000. Who the heck would loan money to somebody like that? I'll tell you who, somebody who knew that that person could steal the money to make the payment. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your time tonight, guys.
Hey, thanks for the analysis, libertarian banker. And of course,
I really like when people break down the numbers to more relatable terms, because mm-hmm. when people throw around, it's $20 trillion. I can't
mean?
Fathom
yeah.
that. That makes no
it's a
sense
lot of zeros.
To me.
Yeah, it's beyond what people can
But
understand.
Then if you say, all right, it would be like you having $200,000 worth of debt, but you only make $30,000 a year.
Except the numbers, I think, are a lot, you know, they're definitely a lot bigger than that. And, you know, the printing of that money is so, it's so destructive, and it really hurts the individual to the point where we don't even really have the ability to fathom how much damage that that it's doing.
Right, but, you know, people can relate to, oh, wait, if I had that much debt and I'm only making this much money, I could never pay that off.
And also,
yet when you start adding trillion to the end of it, they're like, I don't understand.
Well, plus, you know, the $200,000 factor also, if you want to look at that number, factor in also the fact that you're paying interest on that debt as well. Remember, credit card interest is very, very expensive. And the thing with the Federal Reserve is they are the buyer of last resort for the government
lender
treasury
last
bonds.
Resort.
Or lender, whatever. They buy the bonds or whatever. Right, treasury bonds, I think they're called. They buy those from the government if they can't sell them to anyone else.
Yeah, so they're both the buyer and the lender. So if, you know, Donald Trump now, formerly Barack Obama, mm-hmm. before that George W. Bush, if they couldn't, you know, find, say, China to borrow money from, they would just go to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, we need to borrow another $10 trillion.
Right, and they'll print it up. And of course, the thing is, they'll never pay off the debt. It's
right.
impossible for them to pay off the debt because the Federal Reserve, which is not really a federal government organization, it's kind of like a quasi-federal, quasi-private
slightly
bank.
Slightly more federal than Federal Express.
Yeah, but, you know, a little bit less federal than the post office, for instance.
Correct.
So, you know, because they are the ones who print the money in the first place and then loan it to the government, how is the government ever going to pay back those loans with interest, which they have to pay on it?
Right.
They'll never have enough money that they've been loaned to pay back the loans with interest. I mean, it's just not even a possible thing. The whole system is built on a load of debt that can never be repaid.
I just came up with the most amazing analogy ever.
Okay.
The Federal Reserve is a giant payday lending company, and the federal government is the person that just needs to borrow $100 until payday. And they always need to borrow $100 until payday.
Right.
Because they borrowed that $100 that one time a year ago, and they just keep paying it all. And I can make the payment, but I need to borrow another $100 till payday.
But at some point, the giant lending company is going to pay, is going to stop lending money to that person. Once they get too far in debt, they're going to stop. And that's not happening with the federal government. They just keep on going. Because they're in charge,
right?
And they have a deal with the Federal Reserve that allows them to do that. It's not going to be pretty whenever it all comes to an end. And hopefully the individual out there listening can do something to protect themselves from that inflation. Of course, here on Free Talk Live, we're not investment advisors, but I do recommend not holding all your eggs in one basket. That's usually good investment advice, is to not have everything that you own denominated in U.S. dollars. Maybe you want to have a little bit of Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency, maybe some gold,
metals,
some silver, other precious metals, something else besides the federal government's money that can help protect your value that you've earned, because you've earned value. That's what some of the that money does represent, is the work that you've done, whether it's working at a job or you've got your own business providing a product or service for folks out there. We tend to receive U.S. dollars as payment for those things. But if you can transfer out of those dollars and transfer into something else, you might actually do better. Gold and silver over time have done a very good job historically of holding their value against the U.S. dollar. So while the dollar's value depletes over time, gold and silver tends to stay pretty solid.
Right.
Bitcoin, we don't really know exactly what's going to happen there. It's only, it's relatively new, less than a decade old at this point. On the scale of money, it's still just a little baby.
Right.
And so it's looked pretty good so far with the price of Bitcoin going up over time, generally.
But at the same time, because, you know, electronic stuff just grows leaps and bounds, 8 years is a long time in computer
time. In internet time, yeah, that's true. That's true. But on the scale of money time, it's still a relatively new phenomenon. We don't know, you know, 8 years from now, it could be $10,000, it could be $100,000 per Bitcoin.
Woohoo!
It could fail. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. So risk is involved here. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon, as well as some other stores, through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada, and you just get your shopping done. Do whatever it is, get whatever you need to get. Free Talk Live will benefit when you do that. Otherwise, if you just go through the normal Amazon link that you would normally type in, then we won't benefit, and Amazon keeps all the profits. So why not just have them send some to us? We appreciate it when you do. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's go to your calls, where Patrick is on the line listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, guys, I got a story for you. You told me a while back if I have something that, you know, amusing to tell you guys. This actually happened, we won't say which night, but we have local prisons in the areas that we work in. Mm-hmm. And a buddy of mine is a, he works for corrections, and he's a transport officer. Well, I know that one of you worked in corrections, so this will probably crack you up. Yeah, he got a midnight emergency run to the hospital. So the
meaning
officer
he's taking goes, an inmate. He's taking an inmate from the jail or the prison to the hospital,
and coming back with the inmate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with ICE so busy lately, I guess they've been doing a lot of stings down here recently. And they drive unmarked vehicles. So as he's driving back, all of a sudden, an unmarked vehicle pulls his lights on. And as you know from being in corrections, that you're not allowed to pull over unless you can verify it is law enforcement or, you know, somebody, and you get permission. Hmm. You can slow down and, you know, do it. So he just keeps going, contacts the dispatcher at the prison, contacts the county sheriff's department, the local police. Nobody even knows about these vehicles. So he keeps going on the freeway. And, I mean, by the time he's getting near the prison, there's like five vehicles with their lights flashing, and now all of a sudden a helicopter's in. So they're panicking. My buddy was panicking. He's been doing this quite a few years.
Where were these vehicles from that were unmarked with the flashy lights?
ICE.
Immigration.
Okay.
So that nobody has the number to immigration because that's the last thing to call. So they're panicking. Both dispatchers are trying to panic to try to get a number to confirm this. So by the time he gets a mile away from the prison, finally they got a hold of the ICE thing. And, I mean, you could hear in the background on the phone, on his phone, the fact that you could hear the dispatcher saying, yeah, we're chasing this unmarked van down the freeway, and it looks suspicious and all this stuff.
Unmarked?
Well,
I mean, it wouldn't be unmarked, right? I mean, a prison transport van is... Go ahead.
Well, in some cases, they are unmarked. And the fact is a lot of the prison transport van don't have a G at the license plate.
Okay. G for government.
So,
got it.
Yeah, so there was no way. Both of them are. It was funny because my buddy said that he's trying to confirm their license plate from because they don't have windows or anything from his rearview mirror, trying to get a number off the ICE, and the ICE guy is trying to confirm him and everything. By the time they got done, it was five cars, a helicopter. They got a half a mile from the prison when ICE finally realized that it was a prison transport.
Wow.
I mean, they could see the prison in plain sight and everything. And I mean, it was priceless.
That's pretty intense. He's lucky they didn't start shooting at him.
So why was ICE
shootout?
Yeah.
why was ICE going after the prison van? I guess that's
unmarked
not clear.
Van going down the road. They just, you know, maybe there's people in there, right? Immigrants.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, and it was hilarious because the way it just kept going and going, and you got more vehicles following him, and then all of a sudden he looks up and he's got this spotlight going down on the side of the road, and the thing is he's trying to do his job and you know,
right, because he's not supposed to stop because, you know, there's a chance that this isn't a police officer trying to pull him over and that it's somebody trying to waylay the van
right.
to release the prisoners on the side of the road. That's why he's instructed to not pull over unless
right.
he's absolutely certain.
I understand why he's
I know.
Not
I'm
instructed.
Explaining to anybody listening who may not, you know, have made that connection or might just be tuning in. That's why he's not pulling over, and at the same time, these guys don't know that he's a prison transport, so they want him to pull over. He's lucky, not only did they not start shooting, but they didn't run him off the road. I mean, a lot of times when...
Let's just do a pit maneuver.
Right, a lot of times when you don't stop for the cops, they really start to ramp up the intensity of that pullover, so, I mean, that really, he's fortunate to, I think, be alive.
Well, actually, the guy, the person I'm talking about is like a 26-year veteran. All the tricks that they know, he probably taught them. So he was counter-maneuvering the whole way when they were trying to do it. I mean, from what I heard, that a normal probably half-hour trip from where he needed to go from the hospital to mm-hmm. the prison, it was almost 2.5 hours before he got the inmate back.
Why did it take so long? I mean,
you have to slow down and maintain, you know, thing. I mean, it took.
So
that
he wasn't
long.
Hurtling down the highway. Once they tried to pull him over, he actually slowed his pace. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, he didn't. You know, he was trying to be compliant with the with them, but it turned out. And the funny thing is everybody behind him was slowed down, of course. you know, because all they saw was all these lights chasing somebody.
Right.
Wow. And,
what a story.
I just thought, yeah, I thought I'd share that with you, and I thought you'd appreciate that. But it's funny how the one hand doesn't.
And you guys
are
up in the northwest corner of Arizona, right? So you got ice activity all the way up there, huh?
Oh, it's all over. It's been bad. I mean, even coming home from work today, even in the areas, they're out and about, and it's really a lot. I talked to some of the ICE officers. They said that it's coming. They're being dispatched to areas. It's not the officers doing random patrols or anything because of this recent situation that happened in Phoenix with that lady. They said that
What situation in Phoenix?
Briefly, what was that situation? Briefly.
Well, a woman went into the immigration office to check in, and apparently she had a violation against her, and she's been here like, I guess, 10, 15, 20 years living in the U.S., but because of the violation, they deported her. And now Phoenix is all up in an uproar about the whole situation. So they're being real stringent on, I don't know. I don't know the politics behind
it.
Well,
plus you've got executive orders coming out of D.C. Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story, and it sounds like it was really intense. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Since we're on the topic, Donald Trump, according to the independent.co.uk, that he has signed three executive orders to deal with so-called public safety, including handing more authority to the police at a formal ceremony to appoint Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. The president outlined the new mandate that Sessions would have, including tackling crime, drug cartels, and terrorism. He insisted that the U.S. faces the threat of rising crime and that, quote, things will get better very soon. He said further, I'm directing the Department of Justice to reduce crimes and crimes of violence against law enforcement officers. He says it's a shame what has been happening to our truly great law enforcement officers. That is going to stop today. And actually, the Independent mentions coming up here that there were over 1,000 people killed in the United States by law enforcement officers last year. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.